The Craig Ranger District on Prince of Wales Island is putting the final touches on a small but very aggressive stream restoration project. KRBD's Jay Marble went to Snipe Creek and has this story.
To get to the Snipe Creek Restoration Project, you have to go down the Trocadero Trail just off the Heidelberg Road to a point that you're crossing old footbridges that are tumbling into the small streams. When you get to Snipe Creek, you turn upstream and walk through what really seems to be a picturesque landscape. But on this day, when you round a bend, what you hear and then see is a huge backhoe pivoting back and forth, moving whole logs and root wads from one side of the creek to the other, sometimes burying them into the banks. What's happening here is extreme stream restoration. A few days ago, about 150 logs were brought to this stretch of water by helicopter, usually one at a time. Even though this is the middle of the Tongass, there were not any big trees nearby to work with, so they had to be imported from another part of the forest.
We had stockpiled these logs strategically so that the machine can grab them easily.
Brad Barr is a hydrologic technician with the Craig Ranger District.
And in fact, we used the helicopter to place logs using the helicopter specifically to put them in places where we'd leave them and not even touch them with the machine. And then we had the machine, and we were able to grab the logs and configure them into big log jams.
Easy, once you have the big backhoe actually in the creek, getting it here involved using an old access road, then taking it down the bank, and sometimes as much as 40 feet of a tree is up on the floodplain, with other logs stacked on top of it to hold everything in place. Still, there might be another 10 feet or so of the first log sticking out into the water. Sometimes a hole is dug into the bank and the log is buried with just an end sticking out. It's a kind of tough love restoration for an area that was logged intensively in the 60s. It's relatively flat here and close to the estuary, so when it was harvested, pretty much everything was taken. That's why logs from another area had to be brought in. It's not the first time that Snipe Creek has undergone restoration. Occasionally, you find small logs that were placed in the stream with their ends nailed into the bank using pieces of steel rebar. Not a bad effort, but the crews who did this restoration likely used materials that were close at hand. In this case, a small log resulted in a small improvement.
And this structure has been here for quite a long time, and essentially it is functioning. However, it's not doing very much. It's created a minor scour pool on the downstream side. And although it's still here, it's not really functioning to an extent that is very beneficial for the fish.
In short, what Barr wants to end up with is a stream bed that is not so straight, narrow, and uniform. The logs will dam up water in some instances. In other cases, will force the fast-moving winter flows to wash out the soil behind a big root wad, making a deep hole for young salmon.
And we call that off-channel habitat. And so in many stream channels, off-channel habitat's a limiting factor. And so we're always looking for opportunities to create back scour areas or enhance back channels.
The Forest Service is working on about 4,000 feet of Snipe Creek. It's a pretty quick process. The equipment should be removed by the end of July, and Barr says dramatic change in the stream channel should be visible in about 5 years. I'm Jay Marble.